Goodman says dressing poorly costs us interviews, first impressions, money, and a whole lot more. And she says we can look good all the time. And her new book, Wear This, Toss That, has hundreds of fashion and beauty swaps to help us do just that. And she's joining us today on Amy's Table. And hey, Amy, I guess one Amy to another Amy. It really is Amy's Table today.
It truly is. If your middle name is Elizabeth, then we even have more in common.
No, we don't have that. But I've got to say, looking good every day almost sounds too good to be true. But you're really saying that we can do it. There's got to be a starting point.
You know, there is. And I think now that we're changing seasons and we're having a fresh start, there's no better time than to do a bit of spring cleaning in our closet. And half the time, honestly, I felt like after working in women's magazines for 12 years, women would come to me and say, I don't even know what I have in my closet. You know, it's. Mm-hmm. I think the starting point is kind of taking a step back, devoting a little bit of time. Granted, you know, making the initial effort to get in there, clean everything out, you know, make your key four piles of clothes here, things you're going to keep and things you're going to toss. And then there's that maybe pile. And that's what the whole book is really designated to deal with. So that you're no longer on the fence about certain clothes. You really need to do a number of things, and one of that is celebrate your body for this moment, not for the diet clothes that you've purchased for when the diet's over 4 weeks from now, not for the clothes that you're wearing on a different, perhaps, shape 12 years ago.
Yeah.
It's really about celebrating your body now, getting in there, seeing what you actually have, kind of shopping your own closet, and then finding where the holes are and then moving forward.
And, you know, it's funny, Amy, because not only shopping for the body you are now, but how about the life you are now? You know, if you're a stay-at-home mom, suddenly you don't really need to be focusing on the corporate executive clothes or vice versa, right?
Mm-hmm. And I talk a lot about life stage because, to me, that's really where it's at. We're constantly changing. Our lives are evolving. And yet, do our closets always reflect all of that change?
Yeah.
Not always. And it's also something to say that, you know, maybe actually a stay-at-home mom will need a suit. I mean, I don't want to
discount definitely.
That at all, because she may be very involved in an organization that calls upon her a couple times a month to attend a meeting and wear a great suit. So because, you know, style is such a personal, it's such a personal issue, and I think where we really get caught up, and what I'm getting a lot of reader feedback on early on in this kind of early book release is that if they feel like I'm giving them permission to let go. And I think we have a lot of emotions tied with clothes,
mm-hmm.
and also a lot of guilt, because even if our clothes are in really great condition, but we don't wear them, that's actually not the point. We need to be actively wearing everything in our closet. So it's almost like finding a really good solid reason to let go of the guilt, let go of the clothes that aren't working for you, and then get a closet full of clothes that you love, because you do deserve that, at the very least that.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you mentioned that style and clothes are, you know, so personal, but also a personal style is important to have. And some women just seem to naturally have it. Others, you know, maybe it's a little harder. How does somebody develop a personal style? And more importantly, the right and genuine personal style for themselves?
Mm-hmm. I think you have to give yourself a break, because most women don't even start down that path of identifying a style type, or always say, oh, you know, my friend Elsa, she just has the most amazing style. She's born with it. There's always small stepping stones. So the first, I would say, is give yourself a break. There's always room to start the following day, right? So once you kind of give yourself the room to breathe, then the next step is to maybe say, okay, this is, you know, these are the clothes that I have. This is where I'd like to grow. Maybe hone in on one area that you'd really like to develop better. So I'm really a dress wearer. I'm not necessarily so skilled with pants, let's say. And this season, one of the trends is the trouser pants. So this, you know, it's really been about skinny pants for so many seasons. And a lot of women find this a style that they can't wear.
Yeah.
So now we're seeing the trouser pant, a slightly wider cuff on the base. It counterbalances the hip. It's very flattering to a wide range of body types. All right, so I'm going to go out and find one pair of trouser pants. Doesn't have to be 10, doesn't have to be 12. One pair of trouser pants within my budget, nice quality, nice quality fabric, something that will last the test of time, something classic. Get the one hole in your closet that you feel really intimidated by. find that pair. It might take some time. You might have to try on several pairs of pants to find the right fit. But once you get that pair of pants that really does fit you well, there's this aha moment. Now, you want that to happen across the board with the great blouse, with the perfect dress, with a great pair of pants, with, you know, for all these staples in your closet, and then growing above and beyond. Once you get confidence, one small step at a time, then you will see that your natural style will evolve. And, you know, if you're getting these basics down and you feel that your closet is kind of shaping up a bit, but you still want to have that sense of adventure and explore a bit more, that's when you can call upon a friend who does have a great sense of style to come and shop with you to help give you the added whipped cream, you know, styling advice on the top of it that you yourself may inherently feel like, I still don't know if this goes with that. That's when you can call upon a good friend who understands you and your body type, most importantly. In other words, doesn't dress you in her style.
Right. Make you look like a mini her. That's right. That's right. Well, you know, you bring up an important point, and that is taking the time to find the right thing, because anybody can have six pairs of pants that aren't flattering, aren't comfortable, don't look right, don't make you look your best. But taking that time to buy the one to fill the hole, I love that idea. That's important. You do talk about 30 pieces that a woman should have and 30 accessories. I know we can't go through the whole list, but give me a little feeling for some of those pieces you think every woman should have.
Right, so this is like the bare bones of a closet that you need to basically get you through at least a week, if not a little bit more. So this is the 30 essential clothing items. I kind of boiled it down. So as you're cleaning out your closet, make sure you at least have this minimum number. And, you know, I can even tie it to spring trend just a little bit to show you that even though they're the basics, they fit into trend as well, making kind of them, you know, ever staples but can kind of ebb and flow with trends. So the first is, you know, 4 shirts, 2 which need to be buttoned down. Interestingly enough, the classic white button-down shirt is one of the hottest trends this spring. It sounds silly, you know, how can something so basic be so trendy? But designers are trying to tell us, you know, this is a great staple. You know, this is something that can be celebrated in fashion time and time again. So that's, you know, you need at least 4 shirts. At a minimum, you know, we really are kind of a jeans culture, but at a minimum, you need 3 jeans that fit you perfectly. That means no back gaps in the back. That means doesn't need to be tailored on the ground. You know, just get your pants tailored. It can cost just a minimal amount and make such the biggest difference when you do it. And by the way, take the shoes that you plan to wear with the pants, the lowest heel you have, with those pants to the tailors, because you're going to need to wear them when you get those pants finally hemmed. Another example would be 4 dresses, you know, 2 for work or day dresses, something appropriate for like an afternoon tea, 1 little black dress, and then 1 colorful cocktail dress. And again, color, talk about a Technicolor runway. It's so bright this season. So lipstick colors like the reds, the purples, the hot pinks, this is where the trends of the season are going. Find a great color that matches your skin tone that will work for this spring and summer, but many more to come. So this is just an example of kind of the bare bones of the clothing, at least. And as you mentioned, there's 30 instant update accessories that you can have too, and that can include everything from belts to bags and shoes. You know, for me, the beauty about being an author is that I had a number of questions about what shoes go with what. And how do you pair certain hemlines with certain styles?
Yes.
So I made the ultimate shoe chart, so you never have to question yourself again when you're running out the door. You can be like, oh, okay, wedge. Oh, okay, great. Like a T-length dress is perfect. So that kind of thing.
Well, you know, it's funny. The book is called Wear This, Toss That. And I've got to say that the photographs, it's almost like a cookbook in that you can see, you know, the examples are so good to be able to see them. Like people like to see photographs of food, to see the subtle differences between an outfit that works or a piece of clothing that works and doesn't. It's so important. And if you were to sit down with the book as a little bit of a game plan before you head out shopping, ultimately you're going to save yourself a lot of money and time, don't you think, Amy?
And I think that money is on everyone's mind.
Yep.
It was very interesting. I started writing this book at the time that the economy kind of collapsed. And ever since then, we've been more budget-minded than ever. I think that's really, really important, not just for that particular period of time in our history, but as we move forward. And so for any woman who doesn't feel like a closet full of clothes that she loves is attainable because of budget constraints, that's really not the truth anymore. So, you know, designers are designing for great places, you know, making fashion available on every level, on every level. And it doesn't even have to be designer label. I don't mean to sound like it does have
right.
to be. But keeping everything, you know, to your budget. And as you said, how it looks like a cookbook, I love that because, you know, fashion is kind of like a recipe, a little bit of this.
It really is, certainly, and definitely. I agree. See, there you go. You didn't know, did you? But then I also love that at the back of the book, well, it's not like it's you know, at the back of the bus. Here's the back of the book with cleansing and makeup that we need to have and some really good information. I think it's as good for a young girl putting together a wardrobe as someone who's maybe changing stages in her life and wants to refresh her wardrobe. But again, the book is called Wear This, Toss That by Amy Goodman. And we'll put all of this information on amystable.com. I love the 30-piece list. But Amy, where can we send people for more information about you?
Oh, for me, you know, I'm trying to build a little bit on Facebook. So you can look up Wear This, Toss That on Facebook under the company. And there I have constant updates, including your very own, about where I am and what I'm doing and where I'm heading and
excellent.
Seasonal fashion tips, too. Can't thank you enough for having me. This is so much fun.
Oh, thanks. Fun to talk to you, too. I'm very inspired. I'm going to go get that bright, bright dress.
Sounds great. Have fun.
Amy.
Thank you.
You're listening to Amy's Table.
It's Amy's Table.
A girl's guide to living.
With Amy Tobin on Q102.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.